It's Friday, May 19th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump's maiden international trip, a five-stop marathon across the Middle East and Europe, has long loomed as a crucial first test abroad for the chaos-courting president, reports the Associated Press. But that was before he fired his FBI director and the chain reaction of scandal that followed. Now, with the eyes of the world upon him, the president will embark on his big trip carrying the baggage of dire troubles at home. As he tried to calm allies worried about his America First message, he'll be followed by fallout from his firing of FBI Director James Comey and the appointment of a special counsel to probe the president's campaign ties with Russia. A North Korean defector says the church is growing there despite the severe oppression against the faith. Kim Chung-sung told the World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians that, quote, "the one thing that the North Korean regime fears the most and is afraid of is the spreading of the gospel, because the Bible and the gospel speaks the truth. Once the light shines in the dark room, there is light in the room," unquote. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord." Christian evangelist Ravi Zacharias discouraged what he called tepid Christianity in an age of, quote, "scorching paganism," unquote. Zacharias told an audience at the Summit on Persecution that, quote, "they will mock you, they will ridicule you, they will try to throw division in the ranks, and when all else fails, they will use force," unquote. He especially recommended a soul that is, quote, "vibrant in the scriptures," unquote, to take on the virulent opposition. After the Mormons discontinued their participation in the Boy Scouts with their older boys, evangelical leader Franklin Graham took to Facebook to call all churches to pull out of the organization. Graham wrote that, quote, "I would not want my child or grandchild to be influenced by the lifestyle of a gay scout leader that goes against God's design for creation," unquote. The TV series premiere for The Handmaid's Tale turned out to be the most popular yet for a Hulu production. Rotten Tomatoes gave the program a 100% rating. The screen edition of the book with the same name puts an enslaved woman into a, quote, "right-wing theocracy," unquote, where abortionists are hung and women are raped. The program offers ample twisted caricatures of biblical references. World Magazine and other Christian reviews point out that this is yet another elaborate straw man argument on the part of the left-wing media to incite the population against Christian voices and values. Matthew 5:11 says, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Wycliffe Associates Water Project reports that 783 million people in the world are without clean water. And now the Bible Translating Ministry has launched an initiative to provide clean water to water-starved countries around the world. The World View spoke to the director of the Water Project about the need.
The main one that I see on a daily basis is that in the news you hear about 1 billion people in the world that don't have access to clean water. And the people that Wycliffe Associates serves with linguistic work and Bible translation, they are the same demographic of people that fit into that category.
The director said that it is important to enable communities to dig out their own water sources.
Dependence is never a good thing. So to come alongside a community that is wanting to make improvements and say, we will work with you, help you acquire basic tools and get the training you need so that you can access them yourself, and especially in areas where people have been kind of downtrodden with life circumstances and lowly themselves, that actually happened, I think, encompasses part of what the gospel intends to do.
At 28 weeks, a little Indian baby boy who weighed only a pound at birth was not supposed to live. On top of that, he was the youngest baby ever to have a heart operation that succeeded. The little guy also had a condition called patent ductus arteriosus, which led to issues with his breathing. The doctors decided to try a heart surgery on him at 2 weeks old to fix the problem. By God's amazing preservation, the little one survived. His father called his survival a miracle. And finally, some more good news. Thanks in part to your calls and emails, Azure Organic Farms in Sherman County, Oregon, will not be compelled by the government to spray toxic chemicals on their pristine crops and soil. As you'll recall from my special report on Tuesday's newscast of this week, the neighboring conventional wheat farmers whose fields are adjacent to the 2,000 acres of Azure Organic Farms had complained to the government that the weeds that inevitably grow in an organic field were spreading weed seeds by air and animal. That prompted the government to require that the Azure farms spray toxic chemicals on their crops to control the weeds. But the Sherman County, Oregon court received over 40,000 emails about the matter. Just as a result of our story, 39 Worldview listeners took a stand and sent me a copy at adam@theworldview.com. David Stelzer, the CEO of Azure Farms, said, quote, "You helped to open up a whole new level of debate about organic farming and about the benefits of clean, healthy food," unquote. Stelzer explained that the Sherman County, Oregon Commission, as of Wednesday night, has now agreed to work with Azure Farms on a, quote, "proper weed plan that does not include the use of toxic chemicals, and we would like to thank them for their level-headed approach," unquote. For more details on the controversy that will no doubt raise its ugly head again, and for the shocking difference between organic and conventional farming, please listen to the Tuesday, May 16th newscast at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.